Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So an event we had these guys in studio last year. I think it was the first time last year, wasn't it, guys?
It was.
Over at Winding Trails, their music festival, I think it's been over a decade now. Scott Brown, the executive director of Winding Trails, joining us here in studio. Bill Clark, how do I title you, Bill? What's your title?
Program manager, program director.
That's a big job in the radio world.
Whatever Scott calls me that day, I guess, is what my title is.
Well, we'll get into the festival a lot. You're going to stick around here till half past. I just think in general, first of all, how are we doing?
Great. Thanks for having us in.
Yeah.
You're good?
Yeah, wonderful.
You got your coffee? You ready to get caffeinated? I always think it's important to, especially if you come on once a year or people that don't live in this area, like, what is Winding Trails?
Sure. So Winding Trails is a nonprofit 380-acre recreation area located off Route 4 in Farmington. Started way back in the 40s as a summer day camp for youth. And over the last 75 years has really grown to be one of the premier recreation areas in New England, with family memberships, cross-country skiing, special events, environmental programming, challenge courses.
Still has a camp too, right?
And does have a very popular camp, 612 kids a day.
And that falls under your umbrella too, the camp does?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So we have a camp director, a new guy, does a great job with that. But kids ages 3 to 13, 600 of them a day for 8 weeks over the summer.
Wow. So you go down Route 4, you go past Naples Pizza. Like, where is it?
It's right across from the big temple, the Mormon temple.
Okay, so you go down to that next light.
That light, take a right, and it's just tucked in there, and it runs back to the Avon Old.
Is that the same entrance as Devonwood? Or yeah.
That's correct, yes. Okay.
So if you go past the Mormon temple, which you cannot miss,
right.
You've gone too far. That's correct.
And the public can access these trails as well? Like, how does that work?
Well, we're a private nonprofit. Okay. So there is a membership base that belongs, and you do need to be a member or guest of a member, with the exception of programs such as our festival. So we run 250 to 300 programs a year, almost everything from September through May. You can access as the general public, you know, for a fee for different programs.
Right. So if you're a member, and you talk about cross country, see, there's hiking trails and stuff too. Is that?
There's 12 and a half miles of trails out there.
Is it appropriate to ask like how much it costs to join the Winding Trails, or is that inappropriate?
Sure. There is unfortunately about a 7-year wait.
Get out.
To get in on membership. It's crazy.
How many members are there?
There are just under 9,500.
Wow.
And there's about 2,200 families hoping to get in. And that number just exploded after COVID.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that. And do you, like, if people aren't active enough, you're like, you got to start using it or you got to go because we got people waiting?
Well,
or you got to go on as long as they pay, they get to stay?
Yeah, it's kind of like the gym membership.
Yeah.
You know. That's only 20% actually use it.
That's why I can never drop my membership.
Yeah, you keep it in the family.
Paid.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I think that's I mean, what a privilege to have all that space and to be able to use. So it must be well kept for sure. We're talking with Scott Brown, the executive director at Winding Trails, and Bill Clark, who's integral in dealing with the music festival. You know, we can do a little, just a little minute here on the music festival, because we will talk about it at length after we check on weather and traffic one more time. But just as people get in and out, we tend to get listeners in and out quickly. When is it? And give us some details on the actual event.
It starts at 11 o'clock, goes until 6 o'clock. So there's going
to
be...
What day?
Oh, right. Saturday, October 18th.
Okay, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Yes, and we're hoping for great weather. Great weather there, nice fall day. It's just a gorgeous event there. We have national acts like Delamay, Buffalo Rose, Cold Chocolate, Tender Bellies on one stage right by the Dunning Lake. So it's a gorgeous scene there. We've got about 20 breweries that are coming out, food trucks there. And then we have a local stage with about five local acts there too. So it's going to be a great event.
Well, we'll delve into some more details about it in just a little bit. We're going to pause here for a second with the voice you just heard was Bill Clark and Scott Brown, the executive director for Winding Trails. What a great event. If you want to see what Winding Trails looks like, it's could be your chance to do it. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that. We are back with Scott Brown, executive director of Winding Trails, and Bill Clark talking about the music festival. It's the 10th annual. So was it your idea to do, Bill, like initially? Is that how it worked?
No, it was actually my wife's idea to do.
She said, we have all this nice space. Let's get a couple bands.
Well, we've been doing a concert series there for about 3 years. And at the end of that, she was like, you know, it would be a great idea to just have all those bands that we played all year just come back and do a one day, like a big festival. So we just started doing that, and it kind of operated locally for a while. But then... right after the pandemic, you know, my wife and I go to a lot of different festivals.
And, you're a big music guy.
Big music guy, yep. So some people contacted us, like, you know, not nationally, but regionally. They're like, you know, do you have a place to play, whatever? I was like, we have a gorgeous place to play. It's at Winding Trails. And actually, I think we're the longest continually running music festival in Connecticut, because... we played during the pandemic.
Right. Because we were outside. That, yeah.
We were outside, and it was kind of a weird time, as everybody knows. We had pause, and we were like, you know, way away from everybody else, waving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know, we
so weird looking
it.
Back at it. You know, it's just
it's insane.
You still see the painting on some outside of some businesses with footprints of how spaced out
Stay
you should
away.
Be.
Yeah.
It's just so surreal. The music festival, it's at Winding Trails in Farmington. It's not this Saturday, but the Saturday after the 18th. It's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I did want to take a step back for a quick second because, you know, Winding Trails, there are opportunities for people to access it. Now, those acoustic nights, is that just for membership or can people go to those?
No.
The general public? And what? Give us details on that, then I'll ask you about the cross-country skiing.
I'm sorry, but yeah, well, the acoustic nights run monthly, basically April through September.
Okay.
So once a month, we'll have a couple of performers come in, and we can get 200 or 300 a night just for those. But as a non-member, you can certainly pay. It's $7. It's very reasonable.
Nothing, yeah.
Come in, enjoy the park, and hear some great music.
And also, non-members can join seasonally to do something like cross-country skiing, right?
That is correct. So we do have a winter membership that you can come out, and you can ski and skate and snowshoe. And that's always available from December through March.
I feel like my wife did that when she worked at Miss Porter's. I just have a memory of her talking about Winding Trails. Okay, so when it comes to the festival, you know, first of all, why did you choose the date? I feel like October 18th, it could be awesome, but it could also be like cold.
Well, you know, it's a weird thing. Like everybody on the board, so I'm a owner of an accounting firm. My wife is also an accountant, so most of the people that are on the board are accountants, and October 15th.
Fun group.
Well, we are more fun than most other accountants, I guess.
I'm just kidding.
We do this. But October 15th is a big deadline, so it's always the Saturday after our huge deadline that we do. And then, you know, Scott had, you know, pointed out that Winding Trails could just be gorgeous in the fall, and it pretty much has been. I just, you know, not today. We can't have a.
We've had great weather today. We've had a great stretch.
We've only been burned the first year we ran the festival. It poured like today all day.
It poured.
Ever since nobody
showed up except for the musicians.
We've been very lucky and it's been great.
Before we go, let's talk about a few details. Okay, so there's music for that 7-hour stretch on two stages, but what about like food and drink and other stuff for people to access while they're there?
There's three different food trucks that are going to be there.
What do you got? What kind of food? What do we got?
Barbecue,
yes.
Fried chicken,
check.
Lobster rolls,
check.
Yep. So definitely, we have a cocktail truck, and then we have sampling breweries. So we have about 20 different breweries from around the state.
Throw out a few names.
One of our biggest supporters is Nebco Brewing. They're back.
They just got that new facility down the shoreline too. That's
Fox.
Nice.
Fox Farm.
They're the best.
They are. I'm not going to pick any favorites.
No, they are the best. That's the best beer in New England.
They're really popular. Counterweight Brewing has been a supporter for a long time.
Good stuff.
You know, they're definitely one of ours. And one of our local favorites that definitely supports Winding Trails a lot is New Park Brewing.
Yeah, they're great too.
They're awesome. A couple shout out to some new breweries. Dead Language Brewery in Hartford. They're coming out. And Concentric Brewing from Portland. So they've been around for a little while, but this is their first time at the festival.
Those are great brands, honestly. Yeah. Like,
oh, they're all
and
good.
I'm partial to Fox Farm. I think they are the best, and we've had them on the show. They're good people, and they're more concerned with good beer than growth, right? I mean, so like, they're just a great group. So if people want to get tickets, where do they go to get tickets?
They can go right to Winding Trails website. It's windingtrails.org. And they can order right there. If they go under the program area, there'll be a drop-down box for the music festival. They could also go to Eventbrite. It's listed there as well.
Now, Bill, real quick, is it bluesy? Is it folksy? Like, what is the style?
Well, I mean, the headliner is Delamay. They're an international bluegrass artist. They're all women. Kimber Ludeker was 3-time fiddle champion, national fiddle champion. So she's awesome. We've seen them a bunch of times all around the country. High energy, definitely want to see them. Buffalo Rose is also playing from Pittsburgh. They're Americana and kind of folky. They've done a new project with Tom Paxton, the famous folk artist.
Yeah.
So really cool there. Cold Chocolate is from Boston.
Cold Chocolate, that's
cold
a good name.
Cold Chocolate. Ethan Robbins is a great guitar player. He went to Berklee's school. He has played with a different bands, but this is his solo project that we have him coming over. So we're excited to see him. And then the Tenderbellies is kind of like they say they're like bluesy bluegrass. And I think they're like bluegrass with like a great harmonica player. Like you kind of have to see them. They're from Vermont. we're trying to get them more stuff to come to Connecticut on because they're I'm hoping they're just
you want them to
explode.
Hit it.
Yeah, yeah. I want them to hit it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Right.
Bill Clark, that was his voice, and Scott Brown, the executive director of Winding Trails. Again, go to windingtrails.org for all the information on the 18th. And it's good to see both of you gentlemen. You look well. You haven't aged a day. And I hope everything goes great at the music festival on the 18th.
Thank you so much for having us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.